Reading people, harness the power of personality, body language, influence, and persuasion to transform your work, relationships, and boost your confidence. Introduction. Imagine a life where you can easily read people, where you can tell if someone is having a negative or positive effect on you, or if they really like you or not. Imagine the value your life would receive if you could discover when someone was lying to you, or if they really had your best interests in mind. Think about how such an ability could help you excel in life. Imagine if after meeting someone you could gain real insights into their true personality to find out what type of person they really are. In fact, you could even use this knowledge to take a look at your own personality to see what it might reveal about you. Reading people is a powerful way to realize people's intentions, figure out who is sincere, manage relationships, and much more. The ability to quickly read a person gives us a massive advantage in business, love, and life. These abilities might seem like they're straight out of a superhero movie, but the truth is that with the right knowledge, you can get a glimpse into a person's mind and know what they are really thinking. Every second of every day, everybody around you is broadcasting a signal. Your ability to read other people depends on how well you're able to read those signals. It is a skill that you can use to improve every area of your life. With enough practice, reading people quickly and effectively will become more natural for you. The first thing you need to do in learning how to read people is to become more self-aware. That is, you have to be aware of when you form opinions about other people. At a certain point between meeting a stranger and then interacting with them, you will start to form an opinion of them. That could be, "I just don't trust this person," or "This person is really cool," and so on. The truth is, only a few minutes have passed. You aren't aware of their history and don't know much about them. Whatever they say could be real, lies, or otherwise. Intuition is what you are tuning into. When you get good at noticing how you feel about people, you become better at picking up on clues and reading people. Reading people involves listening, observing, and then understanding. Every person gives away clues all the time, and everyone has individual personalities. Always be on the lookout for them. During every interaction, you should be collecting information and summarizing it. Then you can calibrate your demeanor and communication to suit them, and the result will be higher quality interactions. When you start reading people, begin with an open mind. Approach all your interactions with a blank slate and no judgment. You can start out with small talk to familiarize yourselves. While some people are confident and outgoing, there are others who will be more reserved and shy. When you come across shy people, they might seem a little antisocial or standoffish. However, don't take it personally. Just go slowly and get them talking. Let them know you are friendly by smiling at them. It doesn't matter if they smile back or not. Take the first step. Smiling will send them a positive first message about yourself. Always make the first move. You can then introduce yourself and have a topic ready to get things rolling. You could bring up a funny story, or something situational, such as the setting you're in, or a movie you watched recently, and so on, taking the initiative to take the pressure off them. At the outset, you should speak for 80% of the time. Avoid asking too many questions early on, and try just to keep talking. When it comes to asking questions, go with open-ended questions. You want to elicit the most informational responses that keep conversations going. Closed-ended questions that elicit yes or no responses will